Let's understand the unique nature of Creosote of Shavuot. So, Magen Ram cites the Maaseh B'Nayon beginning with Sim Tovsay Dalet, and Shavuot you read the Aseret Dibros not with Tam Ta'achlon like in Parshas Yisro, but rather with the Tam Elyon. Now, the Kaf HaChaim quotes a bunch of other poskim, such as Beis David, Shamit Tzibor, and Magen Ram himself even quotes from other poskim and disagree. And the question is, what's the point of contention between these two sources, whether we should read the Aseret Dibros during Parshas Yisro with the Tam Elyon and Tam Tachton, but everyone agrees that in Shavuos we should read it with the Tam Elyon. So the question is, what is the nature of the Kriyas HaTorah of Tam Elyon? Is it a din in the Kriyas HaTorah or it's a din in the Sechira of Maamad Har Sinai? And that's simply the under the Machlokes between Magen Avraham and every person, because according to Magen Avraham, Maaseh Binyamin, that we read the Aseret HaDibros specifically on Shavuos the Tam Elyon. The reason why we do that is because the Tam Elyon divides the Psukim into the Dibros. Whereas according to the other poskim, they assume that just no, whenever there's a Kriyas HaTorah, you should read the Kriyas HaTorah of the Tam Tachlin. And this idea of reading the Aseret HaDibros already for special chapter, this is not only from the Magen Avraham, the Chizkuni already records it. And Rishon Fisher wants to bring a raya for this, that there's a separate chalois to the Aseret HaDibros from the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Hei, because the Gemara in Brachos teaches the wives of Torah say that Nelchas Luchos Avin Vatorah Mitzvah Shekasatel Arasam. So the Gemara teaches that Luchos refers to Aseret HaDibros and Torah is a Mikra. So Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu both the Aseret HaDibros and the Torah. And Rishon Fisher is bothered, why do we need to know that Moshe Rabbeinu received the Luchos, the Aseret HaDibros, in addition to the Torah, right? The Aseret HaDibros are included in the Torah. So Rishon Fisher explained that we accepted they also received the Aseret HaDibros as their own entity, and not only part of Torah, but there's also a separate chalois to the Aseret HaDibros, and therefore there's already a makor for the Tam Elyon. And this also explains why it is that this understanding that the Kriyas HaTorah of Shavuos is a zecher from Maamad Har Sinai also explains the Gemara in Megillah and Daf Lamed Aleph, because the Gemara there delineates the different Kriyas HaTorahs for the Yom Tovim and explains that the minhag nowadays is to read the Kriyas HaTorah of Maamad Har Sinai on Vav Sivan on Yom Tovim, and we read the Parsha of Shavuos. So Rashi explains that they flipped the order and we read specifically the Kriyas HaTorah of Maamad Har Sinai on Vav Sivan because that's when Matan Torah occurred. And the point is that we're doing a Zecher from Maamad Har Sinai with the Kriyas HaTorah of Shavuos. And this explains what the Sha'ifaim, the Chida, they explain that we stand for the Aseret HaDibros. It's strange. Normally we don't stand for specific parts of the Torah. Not only that, the Rambam and others prohibit standing because it makes it seem that like one part of the Torah is more important than others. But the Chida explained that the reason why we stand for the Aseret HaDibros is that it's a zecher for the standing that Bnei Yisrael did when they received the Torah at Har Sinai. And also, this can explain the opinion of the Machzor of Rich and the Kolbo. They both explain that we translate the Kriyas HaTorah of Shavuos into Glass. So the question is, why would we translate this Kriyas HaTorah of all Kriyas HaTorahs in the world? But if you understand that this Kriyas HaTorah is not only just about Kriyas HaTorah, it's also about Zecher from Maamad Har Sinai. So the same way that also men, women, and children are present at Maamad Har Sinai, so too for this Kriyas HaTorah, we need to make it that everyone can understand, because every single Jew was present at Maamad Har Sinai. Additionally, the Machzor of Rishi also holds that there's a special bracha before the Kriyas HaTorah of Shavuos. Unlike normal Kriyas HaTorahs, where we make normal bracha, the Machzor of Rishi says that the bracha we make on Shavuos is Asher Baruch Hu Torah Zos Ratzav Kidshu V'Nechilu Lo'Osea Baruch Ata Hashem Nosea Torah. Then you read the Kriyas HaTorah. So the question is, like, why would there be special brachos HaTorah for Kriyas HaTorah of Shavuos? But according to the Machzor of Rishi, it seems that this Kriyas HaTorah is a different type of Kriyas HaTorah because this is the Torah is given. So therefore, this Kriyas HaTorah is also a zecher from Maamad Har Sinai and would warrant a special bracha as a result. And lastly, this also explains the minhag of Akdamos. So the Levush explains that the reason why we do Akdamos is because it's talking about the Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu choosing Klal Yisrael and giving us the Torah. And The question is, why is of this Kirsa Torah, of all the Kirsa Torahs, do we say Akdamas? But the point is that since this Kirsa Torah is also a Zecha for Maamar Har Sinai, so therefore we're going to specifically give a special Sheva for the fact that Hashem chose us and gave us the Torah, because this Kirsa Torah is unique in the sense that it's a Zecha for the original Kirsa, for the original, for the original, the giving of the Torah.